Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this great, great evening. I tell you, it's a beautiful evening. I don't take for granted that you joined us. You could have been doing anything else because we all live busy lives, but you took the time to join us, and we are so thankful and so grateful. Tonight's topic is recovering from rejection. But before we jump in, full-fledged head first, I want to thank our sponsors for sowing into On Fire to Inspire each and every month. We have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. This is a great, great book of a real-life account of how God delivered her son from over a 15-year alcohol addiction. The books are available on all of your online book outlets. Again, the title of that book is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm with Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Then we have Unique Expression by Design, where they bring your custom products to life. Whether you need anything professional or personally done and you need it customized, they can make it take place for you. Angelise Washington takes care of your T-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, and much, much more. So you can visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com, and Angelise Washington will take care of you. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, I'm telling you, he is a musical genius, just like the jingle you just heard as we came online. The jingle was written by me word-wise, but he created the music. So if you need jingles, you want to listen to some nice jazz sounds, go out to Reverb Nation and CD Baby and listen to Third Heaven Sound and Vincent Lynch. And finally, we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs, to relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Call Roz today for your appointment at 404-599-3712. Again, that is Roz Hair and Beauty Bar at 404-599-3712. Roz will take care of you just like she takes care of Miss On Friday Inspire. You guys ask me all the time, girl, how is your makeup so flawless when you're doing these events? How is your hair just so on point when you're doing these events? It's because of Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. So call today and let all of our sponsors know that you heard it here, right here on Friday Inspire. And we are continuing our special of $25 a month. Yes, you heard me right. $25 for the entire month. We talk about your product or service that you offer for your business, and you can email us if you're interested in being a sponsor at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Well, guys, we are back to On Fire to Inspire, and tonight's topic is recovering from rejection. And I tell you, it is time, I tell you all the time, it's time for us to move from existing to the life that we were created to live. It is time to live a life of purpose. It's time to live on purpose. And I tell you, I'm so excited about our guest tonight. Tess Alexandra is a person that can definitely help us move from this place of, are you stuck? Well, you know what? It's time to get unstuck because it's time to live and live for real. Let's welcome Tess to our platform. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our platform, Ms. Tess. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited
We thank you so much for joining us. I tell you, I'm loving this topic, and as I read your bio, it just blessed me to be able to say, okay, Lord, what's our topic? And it just come up like that. So I thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Tess, I want you to tell the audience, because, you know, it can be kind of boring to read your bio to people. So I'd like for people to tell the guests who, I mean, tell my listeners who you are, because they'll hear the passion in your voice about who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, as you said, my name is Tess Alexandria. I'm 24 years old. I graduated from the University of Central Florida with a degree in journalism. And just a few things about me. I grew up loving the arts, and part of that was me loving to write. And so after I graduated, I just kind of focused on, you know, writing and that aspect, and was presented with an opportunity to be a part of a book that is now released called Soul Talk. And thankfully, because of that, it's led me here today. And so I'm just so excited for us to talk about recovering from rejection. And again, just thank you so much for having me.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for, again, taking time out to join us tonight. So you are, so what does it feel like to have your first book published?
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I'm still getting used to it. When people ask me, I'm like, yes, I do have a book. It's like you never, or at least for me, I never get used to it. It's always like a surreal feeling. So, but it's been fun. I'm always just so grateful for this opportunity, and just the response that we've received from it has been amazing. So I'm enjoying the ride.
Great, great, great. Have you all had an opportunity to do a book signing together yet in your actual group?
Yes, we did. We had our book launch release in Dallas in April. So that was
okay.
Kind of like a way for all of us to have a book signing together. But some of the other ladies I know as well have had their own individual book signings. So it's exciting to see everybody, you know, just doing what they love and just seeing them be successful with the book. And we're also supportive of one another. So that's been a lot of fun.
And that's what it's all about, just, you know, understanding that you're not in it by yourself. Even with the topic tonight, you know, the enemy likes to make you think that you're in this thing by yourself doing it, you know. And it's like so many people have walked in those shoes, just a different set of shoes, but they walked in it. So, you know, at the end of the day, yes, it's your story, but someone has walked through those same type of shoes and can help you through. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. And that's another reason why I was excited about the topic, because it's like, man, I know so many people are, you know, experiencing this and have experienced rejection and may not know exactly what to do. And so it's just awesome that we're going to be able to discuss it.
Amen, amen. So the topic itself, recovering from rejection, what does this topic mean to you?
For me, it's actually very important. So in Soul Talk, my chapter is called Daddy's Girl. So I go into the relationship of my father and I. And just through writing and even just reflecting on the relationship, I realized that I did experience certain points of rejection. So the me writing was very therapeutic. And I was like, you know, I want to be able to be a voice to someone who may be experiencing this, because a lot of people don't know where to turn. They end up having a void from being rejected.
You know, so many people, they have, you know, they experience that, and they don't really realize it sometimes until they are an adult later on in their life, or sometimes they have such toxic relationships because they're stuck in that place and can't move and, you know, can't walk in forgiveness. So we're going to dive into that in just a few moments. But I tell you, I love, you know, being able to help others, because as you share, you know, bits and pieces, just enough to whet their whistle so they'll want to buy and listen to your story. But, you know, it actually blesses you to know that, hey, I wasn't here. You know, I'm not here alone. So
exactly.
Do you think that people don't have a relationship or a good relationship with their fathers tend to deal with abandonment issues as well? People that have problems with, you know, their fathers or other relationships?
I think it's definitely possible. I feel like, of course, every situation is different. But whether you realize it or not, I think not having a relationship or a good relationship with a father, it is a form of abandonment in a way, because, you know, fathers were put into their children's lives, especially their daughter's lives, for, you know, a unique purpose, and they are very, very necessary. And so it's like when you don't get out of that relationship what you were supposed to, it affects your other relationships, especially with the opposite sex. Not only were you abandoned by that relationship, but it just creates problems that you may not even have known stem from that one relationship.
Yes, 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 I agree. I definitely agree. And I've seen, as, you know, during the empowerment speaking and things of that nature, I've seen so many women, especially women, because I talked to both men and women, but I've seen so many women when the father wasn't in their lives, where they've accepted so much that I think if dad had prepared them, you know, for some things, you know, daddy would tell you, you know, this may be something that's said, you know, not necessarily
right.
You don't have to believe it, you don't have to accept it, but they kind of, you know, you're that person that's setting that foundation, so they'll know what to look for. And I think so many women fall into those traps of just believing the okie doke, so to speak.
Right, right. No, that's definitely true. It's like you need that male perspective. A woman needs that male perspective concerning relationships because, you know, a woman, your mom or, you know, any motherly figure in their life can only give you a woman's side. And so it's like you need to hear it from a guy because they know exactly how men think.
Right. I agree. I agree. Because they used to be a young man themselves, you know. So they can tell you some stories that even they used to, you know, share as a young man.
The game they may have pulled, the lies they used.
Yes, exactly. Just, you know, I mean, some of the stuff you hear, you know, I remember years and years ago, I remember I was going across the street from the hairdresser to the grocery store. I was running to the ATM, and so I just got off from under the dryer, and my hair is standing on top of my head. And this dude tells me, "Baby, you so fine, you'll stop an airplane in flight." And I'm sitting there looking like my hair look like an airplane. Are you kidding me? So
right,
you know, so different lines and stuff that you know you can fall victim to if you're not a strong person. That,
exactly.
You know, you get caught up in words. So I tell you, that's stuff that your daddy could have prepared you for, so to speak, you know.
Right,
but I was
right.
Looking at that dude like, are you serious?
It's funny, they will stop you looking any kind of way. It's happened to me as well.
Yes, I think when you look your worst, you tend to get stopped the most.
I know, it's so funny how that happens. Whenever you think you don't look your best, you get the most compliments.
Yes, yes. So what are some things that a person can do to help them with their healing process of, you know, dealing with the rejection, dealing with the abandonment, so that they can move forth in a prosperous, productive lifestyle? What are some things, what are some tips that you would give a person that's dealt with these issues?
Thing that has to happen is they have to know that they have experienced rejection, I think. Speaking for myself, and I may have said this earlier, for a while I didn't really know that that's what I had experienced in certain instances. And so once you realize that, it kind of allows you to begin to stop accepting it. And then you can begin the process of loving yourself properly and just learning what, you know, real love is. And something else that, you know, like I said, helped me was writing, but you got to find an outlet, I would say, whether it's, you know, yoga or exercising, something therapeutic, anything of that nature. And, of course, I would say to pray and just ask God to give healing in that area. And, you know, of course, he knows all and sees all, but just pour out your heart to him so that he can go ahead and work on the healing for you as well.
I agree. And, you know, one thing that many people tend to overlook, and I don't think there's a thing wrong with it, when you see that, you know, okay, I've accepted this thing, I actually did have this problem. I accepted this problem, because many times people don't want to deal with it. They want to stay in denial. Well, you can't really move on productively if you don't deal with it. Like you said, accepting that I had this issue, this was something mm-hmm. that I dealt with. After you accept it, if you realize that you can't get over it through prayer or talking to people, mm-hmm. then there may need to be some outside people that are trained to assist in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing right. wrong with that. But so many people are like, girl, what, you're going to see a counselor, huh? You better go see a counselor if you see that you can't, you know, deal with it. I mean,
right.
many times people think that's a form of weakness. It's not. It's mm-hmm. actually showing that you're trying to strengthen your muscles that you can't mm-hmm. strengthen on your own, you know.
Right.
And I would tell anyone that is a Christian, of course you want to seek a Christian counselor, mm-hmm. or, you know, someone that have the same beliefs as you. But at the end of
right.
the day, if you see that you cannot do it on your own, you know, you've gone mm-hmm. Through your process of praying and believing in God, and you're still kind of stuck, then, you know, go ahead and get some help, because you don't want to stay stuck in a place of rejection and abandonment when God
right.
has the greatness and success that's here for you in your life. You agree?
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree. I'm glad you mentioned that about therapy, because a lot mm-hmm. of people are weary of that, or like, you know, oh, I don't, you know, people may think, you know, something's wrong with me. But again, mm-hmm. it's very important to seek wise counsel. And something else I was going to say, you know, if you have expressed to the person you're experiencing rejection from, and they're not mm-hmm. changing, then, you know, you have mm-hmm. to kind of let that relationship go. And then, like I said, move into the process of loving yourself and letting God fill that void, fill that space
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that particular person couldn't give you.
I agree. And, you know, another thing that I noticed that, you know, many times we as women, and I'm not going to just say women, because some men mm-hmm. have, you know, nurturing hearts, not like the women do that very often, but many of us, we have those nurturing hearts, and we forgive mm-hmm. everybody else, but what about yourself? Yes, you still
exactly.
have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive that person, but you have to also forgive yourself, because it's time
mm-hmm.
to let go of that stuff and move on. How can you hold
mm-hmm.
on to something? It's just like looking in the rearview mirror. How can you move forward looking in the rearview mirror? You can't.
Right.
You're going to run into something. You're going to hit something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to
mm-hmm.
move forward, but you got to let that go. So if that means that
right.
you got to go to a therapist, if that means, you know, whatever it means for you to get past this thing so that you can move
mm-hmm.
forth in the productive, powerfully productive lifestyle that God has called you to, it's time to do it. And like you said,
absolutely.
Just do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
yeah,
allow
definitely.
Anyone else to condemn you either.
Right. You do have to come to that point where you are like, you know, enough is enough. And you have
yes.
to take care of yourself ultimately. So it's like
at
if you've done all
day.
You can to express,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you're feeling and nothing is changing, it's like you can't stay in that space forever, because that's unhealthy.
If you don't
mm-hmm.
try to move forward, it becomes toxic and you get stuck. And I remember when the Lord was telling me to launch the show, because the show is actually a spinoff of the book he gave me called On Fire to Inspire. He was just waking me up with words to empower, encourage, and uplift people. And so
mm-hmm.
he said, now it's time to do the radio show. And I'm like, what, Lord? But he said, tell them it's time to stop existing and start living the life I created for them to live. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, who can better tell the story than somebody that was there? I was stuck in working an IT job that I made good money in, but I was no longer happy in. I had fulfilled the
mm-hmm.
dream that I desire. And one of my guests said one time, he said, my mentor asked me, are you living a life that you learned to do, or what you were born to do? Are you doing what
mm-hmm.
you learned to do, or what you were born to do? And I tell you, that just made me just leap for joy, because that's where I was at, you know, back in the time frame where I was chasing a dollar, not necessarily chasing a dollar, but that's what I had gotten my degree in. That's what I had worked in
mm-hmm.
15, 16 years. And you
right.
get complacent with money and things, but at some point in your life, it's got to be so much bigger than that, especially when there's
right.
still like a big hole in your stomach. Like
mm-hmm.
there's something
mm-hmm.
much more to this, to life than this. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree, and it's so funny that you mentioned that, because Soul Talks for me was, you know, my live moment. I'm a part of an awesome group on Facebook called Live Empowered Now, and one of the big things that is shared in there is to thrive. You know, you can't just get through life surviving. You have to thrive. And so it's just about walking into your purpose and doing the things that you feel you are called to do, even if you have to do it scared. It's just like, go ahead and get out there and do it. And so that's what, you know, me going into detail about this relationship was. It's like, I felt like for the first time as an adult, I'm actually living now. And it, like mm-hmm. I said, it was very, very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you get past that hump, so to speak, you feel like you're finally exhaling. Is that what you felt? Like you're finally
yes,
exhaling.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. I can breathe now. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like after I
yes,
wrote that last phrase, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, you get it all out, and it's like, it helps you move from that space.
Yes, because it's like you're stuck in this place. I remember one time when I was in that place and in that space, I described my place as this. It was like an airplane circling, mm-hmm. waiting for the controller, the airport controller, the control tower to say land. I was just circling, waiting for that landing. And I'm like, but why am I still circling? Because I had mm-hmm. not let go. You know,
right.
I hadn't let go to say, okay, God, I give this to you. Okay, God, yeah, I dealt mm-hmm. with that abandonment. I dealt with this. I dealt with that, you know. But, okay, I thank you that you can heal me and release
mm-hmm.
that stuff and forgive myself for holding on to it.
Right.
Because many times
right.
we hold on to it and we're angry. Well, as long as you
mm-hmm.
stay angry, you're still allowing that person to have too much control over your life, whether it's
exactly.
your parent, whether it is an ex-boyfriend, an ex-spouse, whatever it is, you cannot stay in that place. Completely
mm-hmm.
creates toxicity and bitterness. Do you agree?
Right. Absolutely.
I remember.
It's so funny that you...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's so funny that you mentioned the letting go, because that is, if I had to say, the central theme of Soul Talk. It's, you know, myself and these 19 other women, we are sharing our personal story, but we ultimately give a testimony of what happened when we finally let go and let God, and when we stopped trying to, you know, control things and handle it on our
mm-hmm.
own. It's like, okay, Lord, we've done everything we know how to do, and we've tried to,
mm-hmm.
you know, do X, Y, Z, and it's failed. And so it's like, we are putting it in your hands, and just to
mm-hmm.
hear what happened from that is absolutely amazing.
It is. And you just see yourself literally grow in leaps and bounds when you just let go, when you just
mm-hmm.
say, okay, God, you know what, I'm going to take my hands off of this. And I remember
right.
one time, I remember it was like, you know, me and Lord have just really conversations, like I'm talking to you, I talk to the Lord like this, and it was like, it was like he told me, okay, as long as you think you're big and bad enough to handle this, I'm going to let you do it because
mm-hmm.
you want to be a big girl. So I'm going to let you handle this.
Right.
And as soon as you decide that you want to release it to me, then I got it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I finally released it to him, he was like, okay, daughter, I have it. And it
right.
was like a weight being lifted, and I could
mm-hmm.
breathe. It was like
mm-hmm.
a weight being lifted, and I could breathe. What do you? What was your you know, you said you could exhale, but what was your?
Mm-hmm.
Is there another analogy that you could give that you felt with this situation?
For me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess I realized it after the fact, because I did
mm-hmm.
you know, come to a point in the relationship of, you know, letting go. And
mm-hmm.
I, like I said, I discussed that in the book. But when I wrote, I think I realized more so when my letting go moment was. And through writing about it, that was my exhale moment, because it's like, wow, I really saw how God, you know, moved on my behalf. While in it, it's kind of hard to see. But I
mm-hmm.
realized the moment where I just gave it to God. And in
mm-hmm.
that moment that I did that, I didn't even know that I was giving it to him. I just knew, you know, I'm tired. You know, I can't really do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that feeling is like no other. And just knowing that God cares enough to move on your behalf is,
mm-hmm.
like I said, a feeling like no other. And learning to let go, not just in that sect, but just give God control in everything, is something that I'm kind of still learning to do. I mean, because mm-hmm. that happens in life. You try to control, you know, everything, whether it's how things are going on your job or, you know, other things in life, and you just have to kind of surrender yourself to the Lord.
Wow. Wow. You know, I tell you, so many people, like I said, get stuck in that place of complacency of, you know, well, you know, well, he treated me like this, and we're coming out of the parent thing, and it could still be a parent, you know, well, he treated mm-hmm. me like this, or your mother, you know, you were raised by your father, and your mother treated you like this. How long mm-hmm. are you going to hold on to that? You know, you're 50
right.
years old, and you're still holding on to that. Why, when they've moved on with their life, why are you
mm-hmm.
staying in that place? Why
right.
are you allowing someone to have that kind of control over your life, regardless of who it is? It's time to let
mm-hmm.
go. And like you said, let go, let God, and move
right.
on, because there are so many things, that so many goals and so many dreams that you could fulfill if you just let go
mm-hmm.
and release
right.
that thing.
That
I
is
tell
so true.
You. And so you found healing, a lot of your healing continuing as you continued to, as you became a part of that project of Soul Talk and writing. You found your release, even more release in that, in the writing?
Yes, and not just through the writing, but even, you know, for things like this where I have the opportunity to speak before people, you know, whether I'm at a venue or I'm doing an interview, this is
mm-hmm.
still another form of release. You know, I feel like each time I have the opportunity to discuss the topic or, you know, what I faced and give advice, it's like it's freeing me even more. And so whereas in the beginning stages of it, it was, you know, difficult to discuss,
mm-hmm.
it's getting easier and easier. And it's like, you know, I don't want people to be stuck in that place. And, you know, I want to let them hear it from somebody who, you know, experienced certain things firsthand, and like, you know, you are not alone in this and you can make it out of it.
That is so very true. So very true. Now, so how can a person get a copy of Soul Talk? How, you know, can they book you for an interview? Well, you know, tell us a little bit about how we can get in touch with you.
So you can stay connected with me through my social media. My Twitter and Facebook name is Tess Alexandria, and my Instagram mm-hmm. name is TessAlexandria_. But you can purchase Soul Talk at tinyurl.com/SoulTalkTessAlexandria. Those
okay.
are ways to
okay.
keep connected with me and to purchase the book.
Perfect, perfect. And Tess, what would make a person want to purchase Soul Talk? Give them something that says, "Ooh, you got to get this book, girl." Or you know, this.
Honestly, Soul Talk is a blessing, and just the reviews that we've received alone for people who are saying that, you know, it's helped to heal them. And I feel like there's a story in there, honestly, for everyone. It covers a multitude of topics, whether it's from, you know, father-daughter relationships, domestic abuse, you know, facing illnesses, maybe cancer, things of that nature. Every woman in that book, including myself, poured out their hearts and was extremely vulnerable and didn't, you know, leave anything. They gave everything they had to give. And so, like I said, when you're reading, I just think you hear our hearts and a connection is made.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it. So many people can actually learn from other people the way that they dealt with things, because, like I said, it's someone that's lived that, you know, whether it was coming through the childhood abuse, domestic abuse,
mm-hmm.
Childhood neglect, abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many people that we didn't even know, even as stars, that were foster children. They were given away, abandoned. And so, yes, so many people had so many different things to overcome, but they did it. And that's the biggest
mm-hmm.
thing, overcoming it and moving
right.
forward and moving forth. So, Tess, I want to open the lines and see questions or comments for any of our listeners. Are you game?
Yes, of course.
Okay, Okay, perfect,
I'm
perfect.
Excited.
Guys, if you're listening, if you're listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in to be a part of this part. You're going to dial 929-477-2178. If you're already dialed in and you want to comment or you have a question, anything of that nature, press 1. We'll bring you live and you can ask a question or make a comment with Tess and I tonight. Press 1 and we'll bring you on. And don't be bashful. You don't have to say your name unless you want to. If you have anything that you'd like to say that you want to remain anonymous, that's absolutely fine. Because there is someone with that same question that you have, but they are afraid to ask that question. So don't be bashful, because there's someone with that question or someone with that comment, and you are the one that's going to be bold enough to help them with it. Even if it's not your particular story, it may be someone else's that you know it may help someone else. So press 1, we'll bring you live with us. Again, if you're listening via the internet, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178 and press 1 and we'll bring you live. And Tess, every now and then they try to get a little shy on us, but we ain't going to let them be shy tonight. In fact,
absolutely not.
In fact, the first person that that presses 1, we're going to give them a gift. We're going to give them a gift. First person that presses 1, we're going to give them a little gift for just being that person that boldly stands up and helps the others follow suit. You're going to be the leader in the thing. So if you press 1 at 929-477-2178, make sure you give me your email address before you leave, because we got a little gift for you just for being a leader of the pack, so to speak. I tell you, I don't know how so many of us have allowed ourselves to be stuck when there's so much greatness on the inside of us. You know, it's like, the devil is a liar. No stagnation. None. That
At
is
all.
Not your portion. That is not your portion.
It's so easy to fall into complacency. It's like, you know, one of the things that I told myself, I was just at work, and, you know, when you're at work, you get into this routine, and it's like I had to tell myself, you know, when I get off work, that's when the real work for myself begins. And it's like, you know, what are my passions? What do I love to do? Let me focus on that. Yes, I do have a 9-to-5, but I also have to work for the things that, you know, I feel like I've been called to do. And so for me, that's been a way to avoid being, you know, stagnant and complacent.
I agree. In fact, the late Dr. Miles Monroe tells you in many of his pieces, like if you listen to some of his videos and things of that nature on YouTube, he tells you your 9-to-5 should fund what God placed on the inside of you. So when you get off at 5 o'clock, your work is now beginning, because that other portion is not your work. That right there is just funding what God has called you to. I mean, so girl, you're speaking the language. You are speaking the language. And there should become there should come a time in you to where what you're doing is not good enough. What you're doing is not fulfilling you. It's leaving a void. Because I do remember when I hit 30, it was like, okay, God, there's something more to my life than this. And I start asking, now, what did you put breath in this body to do? What did you put breath in this body to be? And I just start asking that question. And as he start answering them, you know, that's when On Fire to Inspire, the book, coming into fruition. I didn't really immediately pull it out, you know, push it out there, but I just took my time and actually, you know, let him do what he did. And so, but it's time to live a fruitful life and live the life that he's called you to. So when you get to that place where you're just like tired of being tired and there's something else where you're like, there's got to be more to my life than this. Then it is.
Right.
It is. And you're not doing what you were born to do. You're just doing what you learned to do, or you're doing the things that you're comfortable in doing. And there is no person that I ever heard of that's a millionaire in that comfort zone place. I've never heard of it. Have you?
Right. No, I have not. You have to get uncomfortable sometimes to, do what you're supposed to be doing. So it's called for. And it's like you said, you just have to kind of wake yourself up. I think my wake-up moment was shortly after graduation. It's like, okay, I am now in the real world. So I have to get it together and figure it out. says it, you know, it can't be what it is right now.
And I'm so glad you had your wake-up moment when you were younger. You know, I think that many times you're so caught. See, I was caught up in, I made good money, and I did this and I did that because I was in IT and I was young. I didn't have any kids. I didn't have a husband. So I was caught up in, But I thank God that you didn't get caught up in the money. You got caught up in the passion and the living a life of purpose. You got caught up in that early, which I tell you, you're going to be so fulfilled with that awakening early, you know, with that. Because you're never too old. You're never too young. But when you have that awakening, girl, you've hit something. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You said something that just made me think about something. What did
go ahead.
Say? Keep going. Keep going because I'm trying to remember.
No, I was just going to say, I think, at any age, you can almost feel like you're too old for something. Like, you know, I felt like I was too old for some of the things I wanted to do, or like I waited too long. But I mean, it's never too late to begin anything. So, just gotta do
that. That is so true. You were talking about that. We were talking about that comfort zone and that comfortable place. And I remember as the Lord was pushing me out of that place, He said, I need you to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I'm like, okay, Lord, well, what does that mean? You know? But what He was saying was, you can't stay in this place. You can't stay in this space and do everything I've called you to. And you wonder why you have all of these gifts, you have all these talents. And He started showing me visions. And one of the visions I had, He showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands. And He said, I've given them all these gifts, all these talents, all these tools, all these abilities, but all they're doing is sitting on them. He said, no, not so. There's too much in them that I need to bring out, but they're stuck in this place of complacency. We actually have a call. Are you ready?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us? Or you can be anonymous if you need to be.
I'll be anonymous.
Okay. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Miss Anonymous. Welcome, welcome. Did you have a question or comment tonight?
I just wanted to ask Tess, like, what advice would she have for people who are in the situation she was in, but they feel stuck and unable to get out like she did?
Good question.
That is a very good question. Thank you for asking. The advice that I would give them is to, I think the biggest thing that they have to do is learn when to let go. I would say that, you know, it's easy to hold on to a thing for far longer than you should. And you have to recognize when something is unhealthy, when it's not benefiting you, and when it, you know, causing you pain and no longer bringing you joy. And so once you come to that realization, and it's hard, but you have to put yourself first. That's the biggest thing, because I think we're so concerned with others and, you know, focused on loving others more than we love ourselves. And so you have to be strong enough to put yourself first, and, you know, talk to whoever you have to talk to about it. For me, my outlet was, you know, my family. I'm very close with my mom. So she knew the ins and outs of what I felt. But again, you know, seek God and pray and just find out what thing in you or thing that you like to do gives you the most peace or brings you a form of healing. So hopefully that was helpful. Yes, it was. Thank you.
All right. Well, we appreciate you. And I want you to email me onfiretoinspire.com. The word T-O, onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, so I can send you a free gift, because you are the first caller that pressed one. So onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, and we can send you a free gift. For, and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Okay,
you're welcome.
You.
All right, you're welcome. All right, that was a great question. And many times, you
it
know,
was.
People think that, well, I have a question, but it's not a good question. Well, there's no such thing as a good question, number one. Number two, there's someone with that question, but they're not bold enough to ask it. So you have to be the one to be bold and step up and ask the question for them. I mean, There's nothing wrong with asking questions. There's nothing wrong with making comments. There's nothing wrong with even voicing your opinions. Because I remember one young lady was sharing with me a story about being molested. And she was like, well, you know, I just can't deal with him. I hate him. And I'm like, hold on. Hating him is a whole nother level. That is definite control that you're allowing him to have, and he's moved on with his life. So what you got to do is ask God to help you forgive him, because you can't do it where you are. You can't do it by yourself. And then after you ask God to help you, still can't get help, and you still can't kind of get out of that place. Now, I need you to seek some other place to get some additional assistance, because this is beyond my scope. You know, I'm the encourager, I'm the purpose midwife, but I'm not trained to help you past this point. You know, I can pray with you, I can pray for you, but sometimes people hold on to it for so long, it becomes like a deep-rooted thing. And so, you know, sometimes you got to get a person who can help take you down to the root and pluck it, where they can get in there and talk about it, and then that just helps kind of ease it on up and plop it on, you know, pluck it on out like a turnip or something. But you can't allow anyone to take you out of your character, take you to a place of where you're saying, okay, I hate them, you know, because many people have been there. I mean, I was at a luncheon, and out of like five women that were there, there were at least 90% of them that had been molested or molested, raped, or inappropriately touched. So, you know, that's not a stigma that you're just wearing like a scarlet letter on your head, you know. You have to walk in forgiveness, even if something like that happened to you. You got to walk in forgiveness and move on and move forward. You can't get stuck in that place. And so many people get stuck. But that's not what God called us to. He called us to live a life, a happy, healthy life, a life, an abundant life here on this side.
on this and that, that honestly can't happen without forgiveness.
Yes.
You know, unforgiveness, like you said, creates bitterness and unhappiness. And, you know, because you're bitter, now you're walking around being mean to others. And it's just, your body wasn't created or designed to, you know, walk in that kind of thing. God didn't create it for that.
No.
So, you know, that forgiveness is, a huge. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was a big part of the healing process as well.
Yes. And, you know, forgiveness is not for them. It's actually for you, so that you can move on.
Right.
So that you can walk in, you know, the blessings. And I used to tell people, well, I had to let go of stuff because I couldn't continue to tie God's hands. How can I tie his hands? But holding, you know, I'm holding on to this for this person. But God's saying, I got all this for you. And you're going to hold on to this one thing from this person. But I got all this over here for you. But we got another caller. You ready?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Tess and Aaliyah. How are you this evening?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Did you have a question or comment?
I do. I have a question. I'm really enjoying the conversation. And one of the things that you all said, you know, you talked about how forgiveness is always for you and never for the other person. And, you know, of course, we know that it's healthy to forgive. And I think people hear that sometimes, and they may know that to be true, but they don't really know how to forgive. So I wanted to find out from Tess, like, how did she forgive? Like, how, like, what was the process? Like, how did she forgive?
Thank you for that question. Forgiveness, especially for certain topics, can be very difficult because, I mean, you have to process. And, of course, if someone hurts you, there's that element of pain. But I had to kind of realize that if I didn't forgive, I would just remain in that space. And that's not something that I wanted. I didn't want to be hurt forever. I didn't want to be mad, you know, forever. So I just, you know, like I said, I forgave myself first, because I had to look at what I did in the relationship, and just what I did that was unhealthy for myself, even if at the time I didn't realize it. And then, you know, I just kind of asked God for help, because it was hard to forgive. And I'm like, you know, I had to just realize that they are human, and we all make mistakes. And, you know, maybe the things that they did were because somebody in their life
you know, wasn't there to teach them the correct way of how to love someone and how to not make them feel rejected. And so once I did those things, and like I said, that writing part was a big form of therapy, and it also helped me to forgive once I got my thoughts out. So those are some of the steps that I would say that helped me with forgiveness.
Yes, and if you want to go biblical on it as well, sweetheart, I would say give up the right to vindicate, you know, and to hurt that person like they hurt you. And I would say the scripture that you use on that one would be Romans 12:19, never avenge yourself because he's going to repay for you. The biggest thing, because we want that person to hurt just like we hurt, but at the end of the day, they've moved on. You know, they've moved on with their life, but we're still stuck in that place. And so you're like, okay, God, I need you to help me through this. And so if you want to go biblical on it, just find different scriptures to help you with that. That may also help you in the healing. You know, just reading different things to help put before you, because if you put something positive in, you're putting something positive to help you with it, it's going to help stir up the healing process as well, you know, and other things that help you release things. But for me personally, that helped me, that and prayer, and then talking to sound counsel with wisdom. You know, you don't talk to another person that's foolish. You're not. You're going to talk to another person with wisdom and someone that can give you good, you know, good wisdom, like an older person that can help you through that process. And again, if you can't seem to move forward with those things, then hey, there's nothing wrong with seeking some additional help. And in fact, next week I'm gonna have two family and children's therapists on here, and the topic is going to be transitioning to your new norm. And I mean, these young ladies, they are powerful, they're awesome, they're Christian ladies, and they are going to be awesome answering questions. They're going to be giving us some sound advice, but they're going to be asking questions just like we're doing tonight. And these ladies get paid hundreds of dollars an hour. They're going to be on Fire to Inspire for free for us that night. So make sure you tune back in, okay? did we help you get some answers or some at least some direction?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and thank you so much for down there and listening. Yes, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, did you have anything else to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, one of the things you mentioned as far as the spiritual aspect that I forgot to say is, I think through my forgiving process, I just, you know, had to come to the realization that, you know, God doesn't hold anything against us. You know, he keeps no record of wrong. So it's like, if I say I am a believer and a follower of Christ, then I have to extend that same grace to those that I interact with, those who are closest to me, anyone who may, you know, do any wrong to me. You know, I can't sit here and not forgive them and expect, you know, to be forgiven. So that's a huge part of it as well.
Yes, I agree. Yes, and caller, if you would like, please email me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. I'd love to email you the gift as well for dialing in. We appreciate you tonight. All right. So I tell you, do you know, this is one of those subjects that, you know, like the like when you're in church, they'll say, well, I know I'm not going to get anybody shouting and saying amen tonight, that type thing. But it has to be said. It's the thing that a lot of times people don't want to talk about. It's that taboo thing. But we have to talk about it and move forward in these productive, successful, happy lives. God wants us happy in every area, in every aspect of our life. So you can't be stuck and bound in your past when God says, I have a great future for you. You know, like I said, you use the analogy of looking in your rearview mirror. Are you going far? No, you're going to hit something. You're going to crash and burn.
Right.
Yes. Wow. I tell you, I'm loving this subject. And like I said, we're continuing next week, Tessa. Girl, you got to dial in and listen to Dr. Pearson and Dr. Oh, goodness, what's her business partner's name? But these two young ladies are powerful in the topic next week. It's going to continue. And, again, if anyone have any questions that they have from tonight that they'd like to ask the therapist next week, hey, make sure you dial in and ask them then, because then you're getting our, you know, what we did and the biblical side of things. Now, they're going to give you the clinical side of things on their side. So I tell you, I'm excited about this topic and just helping people get healed and their healing. It is just so exciting to see the light bulb come on, you know. People are like, oh, my God, I had a breakthrough. Yes, you did, because you wanted it. And God will give you the desires of your heart. You just got to continue to believe him and seek him, you know. But I'm telling you, it's here for you. It is, it is, it is. Well, did you have any scenarios that anyone asked you, you know, like we have had a couple of questions come through. Have you had any scenarios that kind of stand out where people ask you a question that's dealing with this topic or something similar?
A scenario that stands out? I would say that, you know, I have met people who have, you know, a daughter in their life. And just from reading my story, it just kind of encouraged them to step up or, you know, not do the same thing. Those are the kind of things that stand out to me, because it's like, they're doing what I hoped would happen. You know, they're receptive and it's making a difference in their lives. And so those things are, of course, always going to stand out. So I'm always grateful to hear that, you know, people are touched and moved and, you know, want to do better because of something that I faced, and, you know, they don't want to let their loved one go through anything like that.
Right. I love it. I love it. That is so true. And you love when the aha moment comes for someone else that see themselves doing it and say, oh, I got to fix this, because they can actually use it as an excuse if it had happened to them, or they can use it as their motivation to not. For example, I know a young man that his dad really wasn't, he was in the household, but he wasn't in his life. You know, he was always in the streets. He was, you know, here, there, and everywhere. And when that young man had a son, that young man said, he could have said, well, you know, my daddy wasn't here for me, so I don't know how to be a father. I don't know how to be here for my son. But he didn't use it as an excuse. He used it as a catalyst to say, I'm not going to do that to my son. I want to be a father for my son. I want to be what my dad wasn't for me. And I commend him, because he had his son in his 20s, and, you know, he and the mother weren't together. They broke up when the child was young, but he continued to be that driving force, that father figure that his son needed and that he desired as a child growing up himself. So you can have an excuse or you can have an opportunity, and he saw it as an opportunity to fix something and be that chain breaker of that generational curse, because it was broken with him. And I just praise God for his testimony.
That's absolutely awesome, because I think so many people, it is used as an excuse, but I think so many people do feel that way, like, you know, especially if they have a child early, you know, certain fathers can feel like, man, you know, I don't have anyone who modeled this before me correctly, or they feel lost. And, you know, my thing for them is just that we have the perfect example of a father figure from God. He's the perfect father, the ultimate father. And so, I mean, look to him, look to his ways and how he loves us for guidance. And so it's like, even if no one is physically there in your life, you always have your Heavenly Father.
Right. I agree. I definitely agree wholeheartedly. So for those who didn't hear your contact information, how do they reach out to you? How do they follow you? How do they get the copy of Soul Talk?
Yes, so you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Tess Alexandria. I'm also on Instagram at Tess Alexandria _. And you can purchase your copy of Soul Talk by clicking on the link tinyurl.com/SoulTalkTessAlexandria.
Tess Alexandria. Okay. All right. Well, did you have any final words that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is just thank you so much for allowing me to be a guest. I really enjoyed myself. Love having the opportunity to share things like this. But for the listeners out there, I hope that, you know, you were able to receive something, and just remember that, you know, you are not alone in this thing of rejection, and that you can get through it. And just to remember to always love yourself first, to put yourself first, and to lean on God, because he will always be there for you, and he will make a way and provide you with the people who can help you overcome anything that you may be dealing with.
Amen. Well, again, we thank you so much for joining us tonight, taking time out of your schedule and joining us. And we look forward to hearing much more from you in the near future, ma'am, because you are on assignment and you're living a life of purpose and on purpose.
Thank you. Thank you. I believe that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much again for joining us, and we look forward to you coming back, okay?
Okay, and I'll be tuning in to continue listening.
Thanks again. Guys, I tell you, if you listen, if you miss any of this interview with Tess Alexandria, I tell you, you got to go back and listen to the recording. It should be available in about 5 minutes of us ending the show. On Friday Inspires here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. Next week's topic is how to transition into your new norm. So transitioning into your new norm. So many, you know, many of the people are overcoming and they've recovered from the rejection. So now transitioning to your new norm. So that's going to be topic next week. And we have Dr. Genevra Pearson and our colleague, Lord, I can't think of her name, but we have two licensed family and children therapists that are coming up on next week. So make sure you dial in, same time, same place. Number is 929-477-2178 or blogtalkradio.com/onfireinspire. Now, if you want to be a part of the question and answer, you definitely have to dial in on the number because you have to dial one from the number when we open up the line. Again, the number is 929-477-2178. We will be back next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Fire to Inspire is derived from the book On Fire to Inspire, and that book is available in ebook, paperback, as well as audio CD. If you're interested in audio CD, email us at onfireinspire@gmail.com. We'll tell you more about it, now you can get it. And then finally, we do have a book entitled A Learning Book Just for Me to Teach Your Children Foundational English and Spanish. That book is available as a paperback as well as an ebook. And I tell you, all of the books are available on Amazon and Kindle. But we would love for you to partner with us on Friday Inspire if you'd like to be a sponsor. The cost is only $25 for the entire month. And so we share you on all of our social media outlets. And we also meet you on the show each and every week for the entire month. $25, I tell you, that is a steal. But God said it's about exposure and not about the money. So if you want to sow into this fertile soil, email us at onfireinspire@gmail.com. We love your word. Get the word out there about your business or service, or if you just want to sow into the ministry. Again, my name is Aaliyah Butler. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, here to empower you. My desire is to inspire you. You guys are awesome. Your life is successful. You are blessed to be a blessing. So live a life of blessings and peace. Walk in forgiveness, not unforgiveness. Don't tie God's hands. It's time for you to live the abundant life full of blessings here on this side of earth. Thanks again for listening in. We'll talk to you same time, same place next week. Have a blessed one.